The good news, Lake Michigan is in fair condition. Not poor, but the bad news is it's not great either. That assessment was shared by more than a century-old binational commission during a webinar on Tuesday evening. 50 people who care about Lake Michigan showed up. They wanted to make sure that their voices were heard in a report that the commission is crafting. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz listened in and shares this report.
Created in 1909, the International Joint Commission is composed of three Canadian and three U.S. representatives. Their task is not just to advocate for consensus-based management of the Great Lakes. The IJC tends to all waters shared by the two countries. Every 3 years, the IJC issues a report on the water quality of the Great Lakes that folds in how the public views the lake's health.
What is the current reality you're seeing on the lake?
That's U.S. Commissioner Rob Sisson, a native of Michigan.
Where are the gaps in knowledge or capacity? What are the opportunities on the horizon? The IJC will consider all your feedback to inform the development of our next triennial assessment of progress report.
Sisson told attendees the IJC's most recent assessment is based on a suite of ecosystem indicators.
The trend is that Lake Michigan is unchanging from its past conditions.
The news was not greeted with delight, including by Jim Ludwig of Traverse City, Michigan.
The fact that it's fair says it really hasn't improved.
Ludwig wants the IJC to look forward rather than back, to try to anticipate and prevent environmental assaults before they hit the Great Lake.
Like chemicals of emerging concern and plastics, if we don't get a handle on where these things are coming from, then we'll always be in the posture of trying to fix the problems after they developed rather than trying to prevent them. Pollution prevention, which is a great slogan, has got to be practiced at a very fundamental level where the chemistry literally hits the environment.
Others who spoke out during the hour-long conversation shared Ludwig's sense of urgency. One of them was Cheryl Nen with Milwaukee Riverkeeper. Nen was the only person from Lake Michigan's Wisconsin shore to speak.
Even the idea of having to wait 3 more years for another report, it just doesn't seem like the way that our systems are set up right now are really sufficient to meet the kind of urgency of the problem when you look at things like PFAS and climate change for that matter.
Nunn says too few people know the IJC exists and even less know of its efforts to encourage binational advocacy for the Great Lakes.
You know, having more of that broad lens, I think, is really important as well. Just being able to collaborate more and kind of synthesize the information and bring people together. I know people were talking about maybe coming up with some sort of a Great Lakes Climate Council or kind of a body that could coordinate all of the government agency work. I think that could be really cool.
Commissioner Rob Sisson thanked people for speaking out, saying they highlighted what he called front burner issues.
If I had a magic wand, I think I would replicate everyone that's participating in this call into the thousands so that we have this kind of passion, insight, and knowledge working together all around the basin.
While the triennial reporting system may frustrate folks, Sisson says the IJC is taking Great Lakes advocates' concerns to heart. He says the IJC is working on an ambitious, forward-thinking project, a 10-year science plan for the Great Lakes.
We are developing in collaboration with just about any state or federal agency you can think of, decadal science plan for the Great Lakes. The commissioners are supposed to see the first draft of that, I think, in December, but probably you might start to hear about that a little bit more this winter or early spring, because it is an enormous undertaking that brings literally every organization or group and people that are working on Great Lakes issues together to brainstorm.
As for the triennial process, commissioners will continue their virtual tour of the basin through mid-December. Public comment continues until December 23rd. The IJC will release that review sometime next year. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.